Looking towards the future of the garden here, I'm not getting any younger, and it's got to be within my ability to keep going, to keep it up to scratch, and so I've got to start thinking now of how I'm going to do this. There are certain things probably that will have to go. I've already started by reducing by a great deal the amount of propagation that I used to do to sell plants, so that is a whole section that's going. The propagation and the nursery will go because of the time-consuming element in that. My time could be spent better keeping the garden going and not just selling plants. I think things like climbing roses, although they're beautiful, I'm afraid they are very difficult because you have to get up ladders to prune them. So they may have to go as well. The vegetable growing, I'm very, very loath to give up. I think a smaller vegetable patch would be the answer. Keeping the weeds down is not very problematic here. I don't have that many weeds, but obviously ground cover plants are the answer there, to cover the ground. Shrubs that don't need heavy pruning, those are the things that have to go in. There's some lovely things now. The hydrangeas are great, the skimmias are great. There are already things that are easy to look after. I would very much like to keep the grass, because I think a garden without any kind of grass doesn't look quite right. There are ways and means. I'm going to have to think about this one quite a lot, but I think the most important thing is not to have to go up a ladder, because that is not a good idea when you're getting on a bit. So things that have to be pruned on a ladder will have to go. We've all got to face this to stay within our houses and gardens. And if it's done slowly, we're not going to lose out. We're going to be happy with what is left at the end. And I'm going to be sensible and start doing it. So I'll be able to cope with the garden and keep it looking nice forever and ever. My garden here has really taken over my life. I can't go away in the summer, or if I do, someone has to come in and water the greenhouse. I live for my garden. Not everybody can understand this, but it is my life, and I just love it. And I can't think of anything else I would rather do.